My name is Mark, or Mookie if you prefer, the music director on 88.5 FM. For the people listening in Radio Land, we've got an audience here. It's an 88.5 live event. That's what we call them. And today we are at Mr. Music Head Gallery, an incredible place for some live music. Josh Ritter is here, everybody.
Hello.
When you just play the Ace Theater downtown LA,
yeah.
This obviously a different venue. Were you even expecting this sort of atmosphere?
This is fantastic, man. This is absolutely beautiful. It's been an incredible day. What a great time.
I was looking at all the pictures on the walls, and again, this is incredible. Mr. Music Head for people listening. It's Sunset right here in Hollywood. What was that?
It's intimidating.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like Joni Mitchell's over there, and she's looking this way, and Johnny Cash is looking right at me.
I was saying that, just to my left, it's kind of like the playlist of 88.5 FM. There's David Bowie and Springsteen and Bob Dylan. It's very cool. Very cool. So we've spent a lot of time with your record. We're playing Old Black Magic and Losing Battles from the new record, Fever Breaks. Yeah. So congratulations on it.
Thank you so much, man.
Man, you've been putting out records for two decades. Is that crazy to think about sometimes?
Yeah. It's absolutely bizarre.
Yeah.
It's crazy because I never have ever, never until this last little, 6 months or so ever looked back. Never have I been like confronted with the past, because I never have, I'm done with a record, then I've said what I had to say. I go and I worry about not being able to write for 6 months, and then I write a bunch, and then we record again, and it's a natural rhythm that's really beautiful and feels like farming in a way. Mm. And that's just the way it is, so I never have, I wonder, do farmers look back on their 20th season? I don't know.
Maybe they look back and say, that season 3 years ago was a good one.
Yeah,
for
sure, and I feel that way too. And there are moments that pop out and gleam, or for whatever reason you remember them. Over 20 years, you get a bag full of those memories, and they're fantastic, and they become more precious as time goes by. And I just, for somebody who lives as an artist in the future and of excitement for the future, I'm learning a little bit to appreciate the past, and that's helping me to appreciate where I am. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, my love, you've been crying. Oh, honey, baby, please, we can work it out. I can't survive unless you're next to me. And all my life, before I met you, when I was trying hard in love, I thought the sun is going down, but the sun was coming up. And all those others that I stayed with, their eyes of polished stone, and all my devils that I made deals with so I wouldn't have to sleep alone. And all my life, for I met you when I was trying hard in love, I thought the sun was going down, but the sun was coming up. Ooh, face in the window, I see your face in the reflections of the moon. I feel my old ancient shadows disappear when I am near to you. So take this heart and take this feeling, take my dark and reeling mind, and from these poor words find the meaning far deeper than these clumsy lines. And all my life, for I met you when I was trying hard in love, I thought the sun was going down, but the sun was coming up. I thought the sun was going down, but the sun was coming up. Thank you.
Speaking of touring, I imagine it has changed over the years. Again, you bring your family along.
Yeah.
This go round, you know, I've been following you a little bit on social media, which is so super fun. And if you want to check your stuff out, you know, joshritter.com is the website. The bus broke down recently.
Yeah.
You lost your voice recently, mm-hmm. you know, but a lot of good things along the way as well.
You know, sometimes, like, you know, I've been very lucky in 20 years of touring constantly to never have had a tour that was quite as cursed as this one was. And like, everything about the actual tour itself and the shows that we got to play were stellar and affirming and beautiful and felt necessary to my own self at this confusing moment in history. And I got to be with my friends and my family. And we were driving around in the Midwest and the Southwest for 5 days, just going to places and not unloading gear and barbecuing.
Oh, wow.
And it turned out to be an incredible time. And even though it was really harrowing to not be able to sing or to be able to talk for several days, it all worked out great, you know, and I'm really happy we had this amazing experience.
I'm really envious of artists who get to tour and get to play and get to see cities and states and places overseas that a lot of us may never even get to, you know, in our lives. So I think that's incredible. I feel like you're very fortunate to be able to be in that position. You're headed overseas pretty soon.
Yeah.
Which is so super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you prefer large venues or small, intimate places like Mr. Musichead Gallery? Or,
you know, something you were saying brought back to me like a memory. And when I was growing up in West Park Elementary School in Moscow, Idaho, it was the school itself, and then a playground, and then a field, and then train tracks. And there was no fence or anything. There was just the train tracks, and kids knew you don't go there. You can play as far as this. And then the Burlington Northern goes through at like 50 miles an hour sometimes, and they're not going to stop for you. And so you that's the first thing you learn at West Park is don't go near the train tracks. But you look at the train tracks as a little kid all the time, and you saw the Burlington Northern go by with the writing and it said like New Orleans on it, you know, and it said, you know, Salt Lake City, and it said the names of these cities, and it had graffiti on it, which didn't happen in Moscow, Idaho. You didn't see cool street art in Moscow, Idaho. So you noticed it when you were like, you know, 8 years old. And I still think that like traveling and playing music is, it doesn't matter where you play, you're seeing a new place, you're in a new situation, you're pouring water into a bucket that will give you like songs and new experiences in your life, you know. And it doesn't change, it stays equally exotic to me.
I saw my brother in a stranger's face. I saw my sister in a smile. my mother's laughter in a far-off place, my father's footsteps in each mile. I thought I knew who my neighbor was. We didn't need to be redeemed. Oh, what could I have been thinking of? Was it all some kind of dream? I saw my country in the hungry eyes of a million refugees. Between the rocks and the rising tide, as they were tossed across the sea, there was a time when we were them, just as now they are Lawi. Was there an hour when we took them in, or was it all some kind of dream? I saw the children in the holding pens. I saw the families ripped apart. And though I try, I cannot begin to know what it did inside their hearts. There was a time when we held them close. I weren't so cruel, low and mean. And we did good unto the least of those. Or was it all some kind of dream? I saw justice with a tattered hem. I saw compassion on the run. But I saw dignity in spite of them. I swear its day would finally come. There was a time when we chose our sides. We refused to live between. We rose to fight for what we knew was right. Or was it all some kind of dream? Last night I lay in my true love's bed, and she lay there close beside. We lay thinking about what lay ahead, wondering if the sun would rise. For it seems that these are darker days than any others that we've seen. Oh, how we wish that we weren't wide awake. This was all some kind of dream.
Josh Ritter is here. We're taping the segment at Mr. Musichead Gallery. It's an 88.5 live session on the independent 88.5 FM. A lot of people here are members of the radio station, I imagine, right? Yeah. We can't do it without them. It's true. Yeah, yeah. You know, we really can't. Is it difficult to share some of your thoughts and songs with people now, or are you kind of over it because songwriting can be so personal?
Well, my way of thinking about it, maybe this is a way to depersonalize it, but maybe I my own personal thing about it is that, like, over time you develop a relationship with a group of people, and they provide the sustenance for you to be an explorer and to be a describer of your explorations, so that where you go in your head when you're writing is what you're bringing back and you're describing. So that what you're doing is describing human situations and giving a vocabulary to a human experience, and that's what your job is. So for me, I just feel very lucky to, like, have a great audience who is willing to give me that chance, mm-hmm. to, like, do that. You know, that's really amazing. And so I don't get nervous. It's like, I feel that's my job, is to like do that.
I get nervous every time. I feel people's eyeballs on me right now. You know? So I feel like as well, this brand new record, Fever Breaks, maybe introduced your music to a whole new group of listeners. When they told me Jason Isbell produced the record, yeah. Obviously we hold him in high regard as an artist.
Yeah.
The 400 Unit.
Hell yeah.
Is the backing band on the record.
Yeah.
I know you've been asked this a billion times already, but how did you hook up with Jason Isbell, and how was it, you know, working with him?
It was sensational. It was absolutely fantastic. We had an amazing time. I got what I hoped out of it in terms of a feeling of connection and of friendship, which we had. Like, I was at the end of my last record of Gathering. I realized that I had done 9 records. I had done a bunch of stuff, and I was looking around for a way to challenge myself, and I realized that I hadn't worked with anybody really besides outside of my close musical family for a really long time. And then I went on tour with Jason and saw him playing, saw him and his band and his family, and they were just like doing knockout shows every night, and a group of people that was committed to doing a vision and bringing across a certain vision. And I thought that was like super cool. I can relate to that. I feel that with my own band. I want to try and shift the lens a little bit. And it occurred to me that I really wanted to work with him and see what he would do with mm-hmm. some of the songs, mm-hmm. you know? But it was because I felt a real close kinship to like what he's doing and the choices that he made.
Chasing thunder, chasing lightning too. You never wondered what they thought of you. You know you can't outrun the great unknown. Find yourself a pleasing highway home. Somewhere the high cliffs, somewhere the waves hit white. The wind and its mischief, the palace of rainbows eye. Be here watching you, though you may feel alone. While you find yourself a blazing highway home. I try to sleep, searching the darkness for something. Your soul to keep. Here I am sleeping with nothing. Just tell St. Peter you don't wanna wait. Throw it in gear and roll on through those gates. Yourself a blazing highway home. I try to sleep, searching the darkness for something. Your soul to keep. Here I am sleeping with nothing. Country songs. Your mama sang you back when days were long. More beautiful than anything you've known. While you find yourself a pleasing highway home, I try to sleep, searching the darkness for something, your soul to keep. Here I am sleeping with nothing, nothing.
Thank you.
What can you tell us about the Royal City Band?
Well, these are guys that are a collection of people that I've worked with over starting almost 20 years, over 20 years ago. And so we have developed over time what just feels like a really, I trust them with so many choices, and they translate what I'm thinking sometimes telepathically on stage, and it's just invaluable, incredible artists, and I'm so lucky to get to live with them. You know?
That's incredible. So how many people are going to come back to Mr. Music Head Gallery?
Yeah.
Check out our socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Search for 88.5 FM SoCal, and there you go. Josh Ritter, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you.